When I am no longer on this earth, my tree, let the ever-renewed leaves of thy spring murmur to the wayfarers the poet did love when he lived. In 1930, he went to England to deliver Hibbert lectures at Oxford. The religion of man was the theme of these lectures. He visited Russia in 1931 and wrote a book on the impressions he gathered about the life and thought of the people of Russia. Heading: Literary Creations. In the post-Gitanjali period, his literary activity went on unimpeded. In 1922, he published his famous play Rakta Karabi, translated into English as Red Oleanders. He wrote two articles, Samasya and Samadhan, on Hindu-Muslim unity. During his South American tour, he enriched Bengali literature by writing two books, Jatri and Purabi, a collection of poems. Parishesh is a collection of beautiful lyrics. Yoga Yug, a novel, is a work of art sufficiently complete in itself. The Child is his only work, which was originally written in English and was later on rendered into Bengali. Punascha, Postscript, is a sequel to Parishesh, which the poet had thought to be the last collection of his poems. Dewey Born, Two Sisters, is a psychological short story, and Char Adhyaya, a novelette, is the love story of an ill-fated couple. Prantik is a collection of mystical poems which strike an austere note and reveal the nearness of death. Last heading, last phase. In 1940, Rabindranath received from Oxford University the degree of D.Litt in a special convocation held at Shantiniketan. His health declined day by day, but his intellectual vigor remained intact. Laboratory and Badnam are two remarkable stories of this period. Galpa Salpa is a collection of stories and verses. His last birthday was celebrated on May 7, 1941. He wrote a poem for his occasion which reveals the poet's premonition of his imminent death. On August 7, 1941, Tagore breathed his last. Thinking men all over the world paid glowing tributes to him as poet and educationist, humanist and artist, social reformer and philosopher. Tagore's real greatness can only be summed up in a prophetic words of Shelley. A poet participates in the external, the infinite and the one. It is impossible to read the compositions of the most celebrated writers of the present day without being startled with the electric life which burns in their works. Poets are the hierophants of an unprehended inspiration, the unacknowledged legislators of the world. This chapter is over.